Legend Row.
There's so many penises.
Stallion 83.
Fromers tried to tell you, but you just didn't listen.
Randolph 419.
This is the biggest sausage fest on Earth.
Omega D's.
It's the International House of Sausage.
Welcome to Party Chat.
All right, welcome to the Party Chat podcast. This is Majin Fro.
I am familiar with over 600 dance moves, and I am programmed to get freaky.
And with me, we have Stallion 83.
Hello.
And Omega D's.
Bird.
And lastly, but not leastly, if that's correct grammar, Randall Thor 19.
I don't even know if, is leastly even a word, bro?
I don't know. Okay, games played, I'll go ahead and start this week. Played a little Scott Pilgrim, finished that game up, excellent game. It sucks that it doesn't have online co-op. Didn't even really play offline co-op with my brother. We just kind of just played the games ourselves and stuff. You know, didn't really play with each other. Still a great game, though. It's definitely brings back memories of stuff, you know, from the NES. So, movie's good. Game's good. Soundtrack's good. The graphic novels are good. I've read them. I definitely recommend getting the game for anybody.
What does it play like, Double Dragon?
Yeah, that and, River City Ransom. It's just a mishmash of, those classic NES beat-em-ups, kinda, and,
So would the game have been a must-buy if it had four-player online co-op?
Oh, yeah, it would have definitely, yeah. $15, four-player online co-op, no questions.
I would have bought it already. Yeah, I would have bought that shit, too. You know, some people just don't want my money, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know if I mentioned, I might have finished this after the last podcast, but, finished Plants vs. Zombies. That game is so damn sweet. It's addictive. I still want to go back and play it. Even though I finished it, I have to fight myself every day. Because that game's so good.
I've farmed way too many coins in that game. I don't know why. You know how you go water your plants or whatever and take care of your plants and you can sell them?
Right.
I didn't really know that.
Oh, damn. That sucks because I got a good bit of money from that. Of course, I played some Halo Reach, but I think we should save that for after games played and just, you know, discuss it all together as a, you know, group. Tried out Blade Kitty on the arcade. I didn't really play much of it.
I saw that on your card. I was wondering, what is wrong with you?
The hell is Blade Kitty?
Blade Kitten. It's a game that came out, what, this week?
Yeah, stealthily, so much so that X368 doesn't have the achievement list up.
Yeah, four arcade games came out this week. What was it? Blade Kitten, Serious Sam 2,
yeah.
Alien Breed 2, and what was the other one that came out? Death Bank. The sequel to Death Bank.
Yeah.
Songs of Virtue.
I got all that but Serious Sam.
Figured you'd have that kitty game, Rand, judging by your motto.
Yeah, well, I heard Blade Kitten is, I think, made by Chrome, and,
It's not bad, dude.
Chrome does not have a good track record with me. I play a lot of their games, and they're not a good developer.
It's not bad. It's a hack and slash with some kind of, like, ninja-esque platforming. Like, you latch onto walls and shit. Achievements look a little rough, though. Might be a little time-consuming. Because I didn't even finish the first level when I was playing it, and, you know, there's an achievement for, like, finding all the chests and stuff and That one's gonna be kind of hard because you know they got some like hidden ways to get to the chest and stuff. So until somebody comes out with a guide for it, but a solid game. I mean, if you like you know, little hack and slash games, yeah.
No, you said earlier you might have caught the Randolph Thor disease.
Yeah, yeah. At this point, you know, I'm just I don't feel like playing shit games unless I feel like playing shit games. I mean, I've had Bakugan sitting here, and now I got Where the Wild Things Are At sitting here. You know, and I don't want to play them.
Which disease did you catch? Duran's got plenty.
the giving up whoring, I guess, disease. Just playing what I want to play when I want to play it. Yeah, I don't have a lot of time because I got to build the school website. Got to start working on our website once we come up with a damn name for it. You know, got to edit the podcast. Got to go to school and stuff. And yeah, just didn't get a lot of time to play and. I don't want to sit there and waste my time with shit games while I do play.
Right. So,
yeah. Other than that, I really haven't done much because, like I said, I've been kind of busy. I'm probably going to finish up Reach this coming up week and might play some more arcade games while I'm doing that, you know, to offset that. And, of course, Dead Rising 2 comes out next week, so I'm going to be playing that. But, yeah, that's about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess I'll go, because I haven't been playing much.
Yeah.
Well, what have I played? I played Halo Reach, but we're going to talk about that later. I played two of the newer games on that Family Game Night thing, Victorica and Jenga. Not very good. Especially Victorica.
You actually bought the Family Game Night stuff?
No, I didn't buy it. One of those guys that sent me free Microsoft points ended up using it to get them.
Oh, okay.
So,
I was pretty much buying it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I didn't spend my own money on it, so. Yeah, Pictureica's not really good at all. And, I mean, Jenga seems alright. I mean, not much to talk about, but.
Jenga, how does Jenga work? Yeah, I know what it is. I know
just
it's
pull
like
out
a
the
block.
Blocks, man. It's like a, it's, yeah, you just grab a block.
Are you sensitive about it, though? That's the whole thing. You had to have, like...
I only play a game. It's just like, one time I pulled out a block and the whole thing collapsed, and like, the next time it just came out like super quick. Weird. You gotta hold A and like pull on the left stick and like, you're rough with it, it won't come out, and then like, you know, I don't know, it's like weird like that, I guess. And what else did I play? I just finished playing the Enslaved demo. I'm kind of excited to play that game. I don't know. Like I haven't been playing much here recently. I've kind of been in like a funk, but like Enslaved is I think a type of game that I really enjoy. Like platforming, mixed in with some nice combat, and in a linear. It seems to me like I enjoy linear games more and more. Like I'm starting to shy away from the big open world games like Red Dead Redemption and Grand Theft Auto. I prefer more of the linear gameplay with linear storytelling, and it seems that Enslaved fits that bill. So hopefully, Enslaved. You know, jump starts my desire to play shit again. I was planning on getting Enslaved in the new Castlevania game when they come out. Castlevania looks pretty cool. Alright, that's all I got. That's all I've been doing.
I think with Castlevania, I'm just going to wait and see what you think of it before I even try it, because I've been burned by 3D Castlevania before.
Yeah.
Alright, let's do our GSL duo here. Omega, what have you been playing?
I've been playing a lot of shit. I'm going to try to keep it short with the descriptions for each one, because there's like 8 games I've been playing.
Alright.
The first one was the DLC for the Dragon Age Origins. Alright, the short... Dragon Age.
Yeah.
Madagascar carts. Which I hate, because I hate racing games.
It wasn't hard. Madagascar carts?
I hate racing games, and goofy ass racing games I hate even more.
I kind of like that one.
I mean, it was easy. That game made me hate Shrek, because he would constantly be hitting me with things while I was driving.
Yeah.
I hate Shrek because of the game now.
Have you played that Sonic card game yet?
I've been holding off because of that.
That Sonic card game is really good. I mean, especially compared to Madagascar cards.
Easy too. I have to play that then.
It's also longer though.
It's longer, but it's not that much longer.
Yeah. What did I play after that? I played Prince of Persia, Forgotten Sands. Which I never really was into the Prince of Persia games, but I played the 2 on 360 and actually I like that series now, I guess. Go back and play the old games. That arcade game.
You can get a PS3 and play the trilogy in remastered HD.
I was hoping to bring that up.
Doesn't seem like it. It seems like all those are going to be PS3 exclusive.
It's a pretty good game. I thought it would be crap. I thought it was going to be based off the movie, but I haven't seen the movie. It doesn't seem like it is.
I don't even want to say. You saw the other game, right, bro, that they're doing?
What, the Shadows?
The other compilation? Like they're redoing all the Splinter Cell games.
Oh, are they?
The first one in Pandora Tomorrow and Chaos Theory. They're putting them on the PS3. No 360. Which kind of pisses me off.
That's kind of fucked up considering Splinter Cell's always been an Xbox and PC series.
Yeah, what do you think about that, Sal? Would you buy Splinter Cell 1-3 or 3 on the Xbox from last gen again? Bastard. Achievements.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. Chaos Theory was the best Splinter Cell ever.
Yeah, because I've seen like pretty much it's been like the Mortal Kombat, how that's kind of like the arcade compilation or whatever on the PS3, and like the Prince of Persia, the whole trilogy is on the PS3. It's like I would play those games. I would buy them probably.
I don't know about Pandora Tomorrow. I mean, I didn't play the single player, but that's when that multiplayer was first introduced, and that was awesome.
You don't buy them separately; they're all packaged together as one. Sorry for interrupting your thing. I just wanted to mention that before I forgot.
Hey, it's no big deal. Fine with me. I can't. What the hell else did I play after that shit? Oh, Altered Beast, which sucks. Easy points, but
that game's the best worst game ever.
I don't know. I remembered loving that game when I was little, and I started playing it, and I don't know what the hell I saw in that game. I hate that game. It's just, the short is hell too. I remember I couldn't get off the first level when I was little because I just really sucked at video games. But I don't know. It's easy achievement points. If that's what you're playing it for the. Forever After, which is short, not that bad of a game. Good for achievement points. Good for kids.
I didn't like how you had to play that game twice, though, pretty much.
Yeah, go back and do the things you couldn't do earlier in the game. Didn't add too much. I added about an hour to my gameplay. Wasn't that bad. No, everything else I've been playing has been old, like NHL 07. No, easy game, but they turned the servers off. I'm stuck with 975 in the game. I can't play one online ranked game for that achievement. So.
Well, they are turning the servers off, damn.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing because they wouldn't let me connect, trying to connect to the servers.
I guess I did that when they turned off the NBA Live at 7 servers.
Yeah. And same thing with 2K, NBA 2K. You can do those and play that. Those online achievements. But you can get some of them. You can get some of those. You can play ranked games. Like quick match or something. Yeah. There's like, you can't get like the tournament one and like the blacktop game one. You're missing like 3 achievements or something. I have to find somebody to do that with them. At least I was able to do that in the 2K Japanese version, so I'm guessing it's that one. But then, yeah, it's probably the American one. I remember when I played MLB 2K7, the quick match still worked, so it's probably the same. What the hell else did I play? Oh, Cars Race Arama. Race Obama, oh. Whatever. That shit sucks.
Oh, God. I'm having flashbacks to that game, dude. you know the little cars you got at the Wego race?
Wego Challenge? Yeah, oh, you can't control that little bastard. That's what you were talking about. Yeah, I didn't know what you were talking about when you said that.
I my controller through my TV, dude.
That game didn't bother me up until that point. Like, it'd be driving. Yeah, just spin out.
Oh my God.
Yeah, from what I can tell, the forks on the front of them would dig into the ground and you would just spin out and end up on your side or something. Especially, you go uphill in that game and you pretty much lost. Yeah. But I figured out on those parts where I would spin out, right before I got to him, I'd tap B twice so he'd turn around and drive backwards and that stopped me from spinning out. That allowed me to beat those levels, so made it much easier.
Monster Truck would kind of spin out like that too a little bit.
Yeah, I would just let off the gas.
Best thing apart every about jump. That game was you didn't have to drive anywhere. You could just find the thing on the map you wanted to go to and just teleport there.
Yeah, I didn't figure that out until I was almost done with the game. I had like an hour of gameplay that I didn't need to add. I don't know. Them games didn't bother me until I played that shit. We don't tell me this really made me. I don't know. Comic Zone was the only other game I played, which I haven't finished it yet. I don't know. I don't like all the old ass Genesis games. I don't know. Seems hard. I just suck at it, but.
It was a hard game.
But I remember, I think that's it. I just started wet, but I haven't even got to the first checkpoint in that game yet. Double A Football 10, which every other college football.
Stallion, what have you been playing?
I've been playing a lot, actually.
Really?
GSL. Yeah, since the GSL's been going on. Back to Idol Master. I actually recovered my gamer tag for like the first time in like 3 or 4 years. I was able to go back and get that achievement that I thought was happy about that. Well, it was glitched until I recovered my account. I don't know what that did for me. But, recovering my account made everything on my guide faster. Like, when I look at my achievements now, they actually come up quick instead of like 40 seconds of waiting.
Yeah. I've actually slowed down since I recovered mine.
Yeah, it's like 3 seconds. It used to be like, I couldn't even look at my guide. So I recovered it made it work faster. I finished off Spider-Man Dimensions. Finished off the story of it. I didn't finish all the achievements.
I was about to ask you about that.
I still got a ways to go with that. Good game. I enjoyed that a lot. Mafia 2, finished off the story of that. Enjoyed that a lot, too. Did the Shadow Broker DLC for Mass Effect.
Uh-huh.
Awesome. Really good DLC. Really happy with how much it was and how, you know, it wasn't that long. You know, it's only like an hour, hour and a half or... But
the question we all have is, can you still Dicky do the blue chick?
Nope. I don't matter about that. No, she just gives you color of her skin on your dick, or on your balls, pretty much. What? She gives you blue balls, man.
I didn't hear that. I was wondering, like, what the hell did you get that I didn't get?
He comes up to your room and, like, teases you.
Can't trust them blue women.
Really good content, though. I didn't get the Overlord content. Should have got it, because that's the last two achievements I need, which is really easy. But, I didn't feel like paying for crap DLC since we talked about
DLC's crap not DLC. That bad.
That was it worth $6? $7?
Depends on your reasons for playing it. If you're playing it just to get those last two achievements, you probably won't find it worth it, but it makes... If you're going to do a whole playthrough of Mass Effect, it makes the game better as a whole. It's hard to really... Depends on
you. That was for $7, so... You know, it's kind of steep. I'm trying to add more content, but that's all I need is those two achievements, and I just don't want to...
I'm just waiting for them to say they're done with DLC before I do my hard playthrough.
They're probably gonna keep going with it, right? $17.50 or something.
Yeah.
How much money is that gonna cost? Like $2,000?
Yeah. The right.
Well,
going,
I mean,
yeah.
You could just wait for the ultimate edition or whatever. Get that.
I'm sure the PS3 version is gonna have some DLC. There'll probably be more, you know.
I popped in NHL 11. I didn't even play a game, but I got 3 achievements, so I'm not even going to talk about that. Autobahn Polizia. Crash Time 2. Much better than Crash Time 1.
A thousand times better.
A billion times better. It's still not that great of a game, but I don't even know how to even describe it. It's like a shitty version Burnout or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
Yeah, because you can't really just smash the shit out of cars, but you are smashing cars, and I don't know. I get, what is it, like a show over in the United Kingdom or Europe or whatever.
Yeah.
October 11, I think. I kind of want to watch the show. I hope the guys that do the voice in that game aren't the voice actors for the actors in the show, because their voices are annoying as shit. Aren't they on Netflix?
Yeah. What was their name? Samir and Fanir or something, or Samir and
Yeah. They got some funny names. Balls and Gromit. I pretty much ate $10. Have you seen that $5 footlong commercial? The Asian chick eats that $5? That was me. I just ate $10 on that.
You didn't like the Balls and Gromit, man? Come on.
Like an hour long.
An hour long because you used the guide, though, you know?
Yeah,
cool
well,
game.
I know. Yeah, I'm not saying it's a bad game. I'm just saying I ate the money. I bought it for the achievements. I ain't gonna lie. So, I mean, it was pretty good. If you're into that type of thing, it's a dying breed of game. So cool. Different change of pace, I guess. Did the Fable 2 DLC with Omega. I don't know really what to say about that.
Did you see the future?
I saw the future. I guess it's okay content. It's still like every other content, pretty much. 95% of content is just not worth the price. Not enough of it. You know, you paid $60 for a game and it's quite long, and you buy content for $10. I'm not even going to get into that.
But anyway, that's all I had to do with Fable. I had to do that DLC to finish it off. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2. Pretty much eight, ten more dollars.
ten more dollars in like 8 hours.
$10 more. I don't even want to talk about how stupid I was at that game.
You're pretty dumb, dude.
Well, I didn't know you.
I think you should talk about that because we get a good laugh out of it.
I didn't know. I'm not even going to talk about it because I didn't. At first, I started playing on casual. You know, I didn't know you could get achievements. And I started playing. Yeah, you couldn't get achievements on casual, so I got to the part you're supposed to get to. It doesn't take that long, but couldn't get any achievements on Pop, so I was sending Rand messages. And then he's like, yeah, you can't do it on casual. So I put it on, what is it, hardcore?
Normal or heroic, or whatever it is.
Yeah, heroic. I put it on a heroic. Went through it again. And I got to the spot, and I was like, Rand, how the hell are you supposed to do this when your character's at level 3? He's laughing at me. He's like, dude, you can start with your, you know, we've already played through the game and all my characters are level 60. So at the end of that game, you can just teleport. Or actually, you can just start a new game with all your characters. All the stats that just carry over to the next game. So I had to go back through that shit again. And then once I got there, there's this one mission where you have to, none of the other missions were hard. This was not even hard either. This bitch-ass mission, you have to throw these mines, like, there's like 30 or, there's probably 30 mines in the mission. Like,
it's a side-scrolling mission, too, so you don't have a lot of time.
It's a side-scrolling mission, and if you stand still, you're going to get, like, burnt by this electric field or some shit coming up behind you. So, like, the mines come up in front of you, you got to pick them up real quick and throw them. So, I mean, all kinds of crazy shit was going on when I try to pick them up sometimes. Like, there'd be debris. Like, once you get, like, within, like, once you get close to them, they basically start beeping, and then they'll blow up in, like, 5 or 6 seconds. I don't even know if it's that long. Say 3 seconds. So you can't get close to them. They'll blow up real quick. Sometimes the debris would fall on top of the mines, so I'd pick up the debris, throw the debris, and then try to get the mine and throw it, and it just blow up my face. I just have to start over. So all kinds of crazy ass WTF moments were happening to me while I was doing that shit. Played Halo, obviously. We'll talk about that in a minute. Plants vs. Zombies. Sweet ass game. Best arcade game I've played. Probably ever.
Yeah.
Really good.
I put it up there with Pac-Man Championship Edition.
That Pac-Man was sweet, strong, too. I like that. I always forget about that one, but I liked it. There's just this addicting quality to that game. I don't know. Can't really put my finger on it because
I'm just waiting to go. I'm getting it. I'll get it for like $10 when it comes.
It sounds so stupid, doesn't it? Plants vs. Zombies. It's like,
yeah.
Push B. But it's really good. I recommend. I mean, if it's $15 for that, it's awesome. And is that good? Yeah, it's really good. It's my favorite arcade game. Lego Indiana Jones 2. Hate that damn game. I play a lot of games, haven't I? I hate that game a lot. I don't know why. It's not like it's hard or anything. It's just, you've played one Lego game, you've played them all pretty much, and I've played every single one except this, plus, you know, Batman, Japanese, Lego, but one too many, I guess. You were in the movies? You're not in the movies half the time because your damn body's disappearing. I don't know how to describe that game.
With that game, you really need a green screen and the perfect lighting.
Yeah, you need to call James Cameron up and have him come help you with your movie. It's easy achievements though. Like, you can just let it sit there and run, but it still takes like 15 to 20 hours or some shit You have to do some stuff. Like, you gotta get up and start hula hooping and stuff. Not that easy either. Some of that stuff's kind of tough.
Yeah. Have you done the wave your hand or the fan in front of the camera trick shit?
Oh, no, I didn't try that stuff.
Yeah.
Sat there and did all that stuff. I finished it off. Yeah, stay away from that game. The game sucks. Then a Karaoke Revolution, American Idol 2, Encore, blah, 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 whatever it is. Pretty much the same thing as the first karaoke game. You can just let it sit there. I've been just sitting here the last 3 days getting achievements. Like, I was sleeping and getting achievements and stuff with that game. I turbo-controlled. Imagine All the People. John Lennon.
Yeah.
That song sucks ass now. It plays. You know how many times it played?
How many?
221.
Well, hold on. I think there's a song you probably don't, you'd like to hate more. That one song from Lips?
That's the same film. Dude, I was sitting here yesterday, like, on the computer and stuff. I had earplugs in. Just, I think that's some shit. Getting some achievements and having some earplugs in and having a headache. What was that song? Hey, ya. Yeah.
Hey, ya. I'm thinking more of the other one, the rap song. You know?
Yeah. This is, I don't know what that one's called.
Bust a Move.
Bust a Move, yeah.
Oh, but... I was just talking about the Hey Ya rap song.
Yeah, and that one.
It's, that's not rap, though.
It's called Hey Ya.
Yeah, that's the name of
it. I just remember the video where he's playing, like, five different roles or something, right?
Yeah.
On the drums, on the keyboard. That was pretty much it. That's pretty much 2 weeks. Been in the GSL, and that's playing a lot of games. Been trying to.
I also want to note that just proves how white Stallion is. The Hey Ya rap song.
What?
Wow. Well, I don't consider that shit rap. So I don't know. Maybe it is.
No.
Oh, I mean, they are rap. You know. Outkast is hip-hop.
They're hip-hop, but Andre 3000's not rap. Big Boy, maybe.
Yeah. I know my Outkast, man. I know my Outkast. Bombs over Baghdad.
We were talking about that at a funeral, weren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about that. Like, yeah, I remember that. That's what I was really into Outkast back then.
This Party Chat podcast is being sponsored by RCFishingWorld.com. RCFishingWorld.com sells remote control fishing poles. What you do is you sit there and put the fishing pole on a remote control boat and drive it around. They sell just the poles, and they sell the poles and the boats. So if you don't have a boat, you can have some fun too and catch some fish. You can find them at RCFishingWorld.com. Tell them Majin Fro sent you. Well, it's time for Halo Reach. I want to start the Halo Reach discussion off by saying I was walking through Target and I picked up the $399 Halo Reach console. So I have my Halo Reach console and my Halo Reach controllers.
It's like 17 Xboxes now?
Yeah, well... Yeah, I got two active Xboxes, me and my brothers. My parents is probably going to get active soon because they're getting into the Netflix on the PC. And I was like, you know, all you got to do is, like, hook up the internet to the Xbox that, you know, you have collecting dust there, and you can watch it on the TV. And then I have two Xboxes that are collecting dust. The, you know, my the one I was using before I got the Halo Reach one, and the backup, so I don't know what I'm going to do with them. I'll probably just sit them in a closet just in case. You never know when something's going to tear up. But yeah, Halo Reach, man. The console, it pisses me off because, you know, they made such a big deal about the noises it makes, you know, like the power-up thing. It does not make that noise if you power up the console from, like, the controller. You have to actually go to the console and press the power button to hear the noise.
That sucks. I always power up my system through my controller.
I know.
No, I do it because I'm lazy.
But the console itself, it's quiet. It looks sexy sitting over there on my stand. Kind of sucks I had to get rid of my memory card, though, and, you know, go with the USB stick, but whatever. Transferring data from my 250 gig hard drive to that was relatively easy. You still need the transfer cable, but you don't have to put in the CD or anything anymore. It just transfers like you're transferring from a memory card now. But yeah. So, Halo Reach, guys. Thoughts? What do you want to discuss first? Campaign? Multiplayer? Firefight? How we got gypped on achievements?
Well, I've only played multiplayer. I haven't even played the campaign, so...
Oh, wow.
Can I call you guys a bunch of nubs for doing Firefight first?
Yeah. you want to run through the campaign, Rand? Me and Bro run through it with you.
No, because I'm going to take it back to Blockbuster.
Wow.
Did they go reach?
Rented it.
Rand, I'm disappointed in you.
I told you, dude. I haven't been feeling myself, you know?
Yeah, but it's Halo.
You gotta get it, hit those streets, dude.
I will say, though, I mean, speaking of the multiplayer, I love the multiplayer. So much better. I mean, we played the beta, and I really didn't particularly care for it too much.
Oh, you guys both. What? You guys both didn't like it. I remember... What? Yeah, you and Fro, I remember you saying for Twitter about like an onslaught mode or something, you guys didn't like it.
Yeah, I didn't like it that much.
I didn't like
it. When onslaught came out, I could tell I was going to like it. But I didn't like the beta nearly as much as
What are you talking about? You talking about Invasion?
What did I say?
What the hell is onslaught? Onslaught's that Battlefield Bad Company thing.
My bad. Yeah, Invasion.
So I was losing my mind, dude.
Sorry, man. For a second, yeah, Invasion.
No, but I love the multiplayer Reach. I love all the challenges and stuff that you can work towards. Like the persistent buy stuff for your character, you know. I pretty much like everything about it, like the user interface, the music.
How about the daily challenges?
Yeah, I like that.
That type of stuff. I thought that was pretty cool. I like that shit a lot. I mean, there was a moment there where I would rather do a daily challenge than pop an achievement.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Some of the maps I don't like because I don't like the forge tools. Like, seems like, I don't know. I wasn't really, not a big fan of forge. I mean, it's cool. Bungie's giving their fans, like, yeah, you can create maps long after we're making a new game for Activision, but I don't know. It just looks... Like, you know, like, a couple of the maps, like, the city one? The one where it's, like, really small and you're in, like, a city?
Yeah.
And, like, there's another one, like, they're, like, totally different. And then you have, like, ones that are set in Forge World, and they just kind of, to me, they, I don't know.
They're kind of
they're assy looking.
Yeah.
And like, I don't like the way...
The best map in the multiplayer is the one that's based on Blood Gulch and Coagulation. I forget what they call it.
Yeah.
I can't. I don't really. That one's good, but I can't agree with that. I don't really have a favorite yet, but that one's just, I've been playing that one so much, you know. It's better than Extinction. I don't know if you guys remember how Coagulation was set up on Halo 2 right away.
I remember.
But it was, I mean, dude, when we played the other day, you just sat in the tank forever, remember? I mean, that's just
got
stupid
kills.
Shit.
That's not gonna touch me.
Yeah, that's why it's a vehicle set they have set up on that map is the reason why. I don't like it as much as you do, Fro. That's pretty much the only reason.
Well, I like the Slayers, not necessarily using the vehicles, just the way the coming at each other, meeting in the middle of the map.
Yeah, in the caves and stuff on the side. Yeah, I mean, I'll always love that map.
I'm usually not a Halo multiplayer fan, but I like that game a lot.
I actually have to go out and buy Halo now, because I like the multiplayer a lot.
Yeah, you should buy Halo.
Too bad, Rand. I would have sold you a copy for $40, but I already sold it.
That's all right.
I thought you bought it or something, or I would have offered.
Dude, Walmart's definitely the place to get games. Hell yeah. I went over to Walmart. I had it pre-ordered at a GameStop that was like 15 minutes away. They just opened a GameStop pretty close to me, too. It's like right across from the Walmart. There was like 50 people over there at GameStop, so I was like, well, just go on Walmart. Because I tend to do that a lot. I tend to pre-order games like at GameStop, and I end up going to get it at Walmart because Walmart's closer. We get the stuff in at midnight, too. I went over there. They had a lady giving out cupcakes, Mountain Dew, cookies, and chips and shit, and there was like 4 or 5 people there. And I got a poster, like a beanie, and a $20 gift card right there.
Huh.
Thought that was a pretty damn good deal,
I'm going to have to start doing that because I know I went to Walmart during the Harry Potter launch of the last book and stuff at midnight. And it was kind of the same deal.
Walmart's so busy here. I mean, this lady had like 20 cups of Mountain Dew poured out, and there's like 4 people sitting there. So just like,
did you start just doing shots of Mountain Dew?
I took like 2. They were like these little ass cups, like little Dixie cup full.
The dentist.
Yeah, exactly, the dentist. Like, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, so that was pretty cool. All those people over in the line at GameStop, I was just like, got mine in like 2 minutes,
Yeah.
Walmart.
Not to get off topic, but. That's something I don't get. I don't know about y'all, but you sit there, you go to these like parties or wherever where they'll have like food and drink or whatever, and they use these like little fucking pissant like I don't even know if they're 8 ounce cups,
And talking about like a punch bowl or something, and they have a little cup or
Anything. You pour soda in it or whatever, and you 2 swallows and your fucking soda's gone,
Yeah.
Well, when I get something to drink, man, I like big old, 32-ounce, 44-ounce cups,
Big gulp.
Yeah.
That's why I buy all my own shit. Everywhere I go, I bring something to drink.
The reason they do that, Fro, they're cheap bitches.
Yeah, I mean, then you feel like an ass because, you have to keep getting something to drink because you're thirsty.
Yeah, give me more. Look at this fucking dude getting all this pop.
I mean, I just had that experience the other day. We have like a computer science club thing up at our college and stuff, and we had pizza and fucking Cokes and shit, and he brought them damn little ass cups. And I'm like, alright.
We call it pop up here, but okay. Because those people are cheap.
But yeah, back to Halo. Well, obviously, we all seem to like the multiplayer. I really enjoyed the multiplayer. My brother enjoys the multiplayer. I enjoy it a lot more than I did Halo 3. Map-wise, I think I prefer the original Halo 3 maps. At least some of them.
I just want to say this, bro. Get it out of my chest really quick. I will not be boosting Firefight Score Attack, Gruntpocalypse, just to rank up because, to be honest with you, it's pretty fucking lame.
Is that what people are doing to rank up now?
Pretty much. It's what everybody does.
That's just
so if you want to spend hours upon hours playing Score Firefight by yourself against Grunts, go ahead. Because I ain't going to be doing that. So, I'd rather play the game.
That's why I see people with, when I looked at my friends list, most of their fucking games were in fucking Firefight.
Yep.
Wow. That's kind of lame. I mean, I can see if you play Firefight with your friends, but...
And because of that, they found there's a daily cap. You only earn 118,000 credits a day. If you earn more than that, you can't. You don't get anything.
Wait, 118,000?
Yeah, because people play...
That's still quite a bit, because you can get the top rank in 4 days, then.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to spend, like, every waking moment playing that score tech.
Yeah, but you know everybody listening to this is going to do that.
I'm not... Yeah, but it's weird, because I'm not going to do that.
I'm not either. I'm just telling you how it is.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Because I kind of find the Firefight kind of boring.
It's almost as lame as people boosting, like, getting bad Company 2 and boosting it right away without even playing it.
I'm not going to call it lame, because they can do whatever they want.
No, I'll
call
it lame because it's lame. No, I'll call it lame because it's lame.
Understand. That's kind of like how them Call of Duty 3 people felt about us boosting it, though.
Nah, Call of Duty 3 is garbage, though. There's
opinion. If you think that's garbage, some people might think that Bad Company is garbage.
My opinion is the only one that matters, though.
My opinion is... Hey, I wouldn't boost it because I like it, but if I didn't like the game, then I would probably do that.
Yeah, but even if... Let's say I hated Halo, and I still want... I wouldn't, like... It would just be so boring just playing Firefight over and over, Score Attack, Grumpocalypse, constantly by yourself. Hours.
By myself? No, I wouldn't do that.
I mean... Nah, dude.
Now... Speaking of Firefight...
Although you did play Firefight first, Rand.
Why did I play Firefight first?
Although you did dive right into Firefight before you enjoyed the game.
Well, because you guys are playing co-op campaign. Fro's playing co-op campaign.
Hey, you know what?
I have nobody to play with.
I think that's lame, Rand.
What?
I said I think that's lame.
What?
Why didn't you ask to join us?
Achievement, son?
Me?
Well, anyway, that's what I was going
to
go into.
Well, I had the game. The reason I did is because I had the game. You guys were playing co-op. Fro wasn't on yet. So I was just like, I don't want to play multiplayer by myself, so I just did the Firefight stuff.
I'm just messing with you.
I mean, yeah, it's lame. I admit it. It's pretty fucking lame, but whatever. That's why I did that.
What they're talking about being lame to our audience.
Wait. Before you say that, though, it's not lame doing it. You can do it. That's fine. The whole idea of downloading the file and stuff, I mean, go ahead and do that, you know? But enjoy the game first. That's the point. Go ahead.
All right. Apparently, you can configure a special thing in Firefight where you get all the Firefight achievements pretty much in one game. You become invulnerable, unlimited rockets, you kill, like, super elite dudes, and you rack up some score, and you get the achievements. No skid off your nose, maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes, max. And, that's the first thing me and Bro did, but that's because Bro saw it in the forums, and we wanted to knock out some achievements and stuff, and of course Stallion called me on it. And stuff, but, I kind of feel cheated by, Bungie for them making the achievements so easy there, because I mean, the only achievements I have left in the game is Legendary Solo, pretty much, and ranks.
Yeah, but they put those ranked ones in. Those take a while, man. You know?
I don't know. Seems like they're showing more interesting, at least with Firefight.
I still think it's an upgrade. I agree with you, but I still think it's an upgrade from the other previous Halo games.
Yeah.
Because that one long ass multiplayer one.
I think Firefight achievements would have been better if they would have made it where you had to do it online matchmaking instead of.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all they could did with those achievements is do it without invincibility. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They could have made it a challenge. Allow you to turn on invincibility, you know.
I mean, I don't know about Omega and Ran, but the most fun I had with ODST was sitting there trying to get that last Firefight achievement on Heroic.
Yeah, no, that was my favorite one, too. Like, I wish all the achievements in that game were on normal or higher, because easy was just too easy, and it was boring.
Oh, you played through on easy?
Yeah.
Me and Bro played through on Heroic.
Yeah, I mean, we did a couple. Didn't we do a couple on Heroic, Kren?
We did two of them on Heroic. One you had.
I mean, it was really fun. You know, a lot of people didn't like Firefly because they played it on easy, but I understand because it's boring. But, you know, sometimes
on,
games the higher
we
difficulty
did them on
higher levels.
We did for the score attacks, or the scores.
Yeah.
Well, I believe we did on normal or higher.
Yeah, I do. Come to think of it, now that I'm thinking about all the Firefight stuff they had in that, they should have, you know, made some better achievements for Firefight, because Firefight's actually fun if you harder difficulty.
Yeah. Well.
And I mean, it's. I think what I played of it is much better than what ODST was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, so, obviously Rand can't speak of this since, he didn't play campaign, but, what are you guys' thoughts on the campaign?
I loved it.
It was a lot better than ODST. Now, the first thing was, that's...
So, what I was kind of mad about, though, I guess this might be a spoiler...
Probably is.
This is probably... Well, I mean, you know, you don't want to hear anything about Halo. Yeah, just... But... The ending, where was the vehicle sequence? You know?
Yeah.
Got about it.
That's what I was waiting for, and it never happened. But I do like the very end. The very end was pretty cool, how they set that up. They should have had an achievement at the very end, like survive for... certain amount of time.
Yeah.
Thanks for 15 minutes or something. So you know, like, kind of just wanted to let it get, you know, you kind of just wanted to, kind of didn't want to die, but you kind of did just so, you know, you get to see the rest of the cutscenes or whatever.
Yeah.
I like how it ended. It was, everybody croaks. Even you croak.
Spoiler.
Good ending. Yeah, well, very big
spoiler. June didn't croak.
Who didn't?
J-U-N, that dude that they sent with Hazley.
How's everybody died? Must have missed that part. Somebody was skipping. I think we skipped a couple cutscenes accidentally.
I went and smoked through a couple of them, so. But I have them.
But, I mean, it. I haven't really played much single player, but what I played in the co-op, and I don't know. I mean, it's definitely Halo. It's definitely better than ODST. It feels a lot more like Halo 1.
Yeah. There's a good mix-up on the missions, I thought.
What do you think of the flying mission? Not the one where you're in outer space. The one where you're going over the rooftops and stuff.
It was interesting. It was different for Halo, in my opinion.
Was the one mission I hated. Was the one where you had I can't remember what the mission was called. You know what I'm referring to?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, though. Yeah.
I don't remember.
Where you had to blow up those, something at the end of the mission, you had to blow the lasers or something was an achievement.
Yeah.
Oh, the anti-air batteries.
Yeah, anti-air batteries. That mission, I didn't like that mission. That was, I don't think it was as bad as the butthole mission from Halo 3. Or Brave
Mission. I thought the space one felt tacked on.
Which one?
The space combat one felt tacked on.
Yeah, that wasn't really well thought out either. It was different.
Yeah. Good change of pace.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to playing it by myself, solo, legendary. I played a couple levels so far, but GSL.
I've done the ninth level
torn.
And the first one on legendary so far.
But you did two different ones like that?
Well, I was doing the tank one for the achievement.
That one's pretty easy in co-op.
Yeah.
Really, really easy in co-op.
The hardest part's obviously the first part with the tank.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
But the battle, not the battle rifle, but the DMR?
DMR?
Yeah, the DMR. You guys like that? Yeah, I hate the battle rifle. I like that gun a lot.
I don't know. I kind of preferred the battle rifle, at least in Halo 3, compared to the DMR.
DMR is awesome.
I don't know. I felt I did more damage with the battle rifle in Halo 3.
Yeah, I did too. I know what you're saying. I don't know. I think firing the DMR just feels better. I don't know what it is about it, but I was better with the battle rifle.
For me, overall, though, the campaign, I mean, it was a decent campaign. It was definitely better than fucking ODST. ODST was trash. But it's probably the third best campaign in the Halo series for me. Halo 3 is the top, Halo 1 being the second, then Reach, then Halo 2, then ODST. That's
so you like three better than one?
I like 3 better than 1 because it's A, 4-player co-op, and B, it's more varied.
Okay, well, let's cut the co-op out.
I don't know. I can't really cut the co-op out because that's primarily how I play most of them.
I know. Well, you can play Halo 1 in co-op. I played in co-op.
Yeah, I played in co-op too. That's what you got 4-player co-op in Halo 3. It's more updated. It's more varied, I felt. I mean, because you in Halo 1, you had a lot of the, like, where you just go back through the same mission, you know?
Yeah.
I still, Halo 1 is still one of my favorite games to play, co-op.
I agree that Halo 2 is the worst, but I still think Halo 1 is the best campaign. I think I prefer Reach over Halo 3 also.
I don't know.
You know what it was? Probably Halo 3 when that damn bug glitched. What was that thing?
The Scarab.
The Scarab. Yeah, the Scarab glitched out on us. We sat there and tried. Yeah, that kind of ruined the game for me because we sat there for like 2.5 hours or something. Well, I don't know about that long.
Uh-huh.
It was a long time, though, and we kind of just sat there and looked at it like, what the hell is it doing? Glitched out.
Huh. Yeah, well, I didn't have that problem.
So yeah, that probably... my view a little bit on it, but
plus that should happen to like 4 or 5 in the morning or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Like why isn't this level? What do we do? And Meg is like, oh, there's supposed to be some Scarab. What?
Yeah.
We all know that the PS3 recently got hacked with the little what they call jailbreak. That annoys the shit out of me beyond belief that everything's being called jailbreak now since the iPhone. But, you know, a little USB thing that hacks the PS3. Well, Sony, in their infinite wisdom of combating these hacks or whatever, you know, they removed Linux, the ability to do Linux on the PS3 because of...
Which is the reason why this even happened, because they're all the people that were trying to hack the system onto, because they had Linux in the first place.
Yeah.
But as soon as Sony took it away, that's when all that shit started.
Exactly. Well, now the latest PS3 update disables third-party peripherals. So if it hooks up to a USB thing and it's not Sony, it will not work. I mean, so you have people that bought, like, those $200, $300 custom, guitars for, like, Guitar Hero and Rock Band. Will not work. Third-party cheap controllers. Will not work. One of the features that the Sony has, backing up your system before an update. You cannot do it now, because, your flash memory will not work.
Blame the hackers for that.
Well, I mean, yeah, you can, but it's a...
I thought third party controllers work as long as they're licensed. I thought.
Oh well, yeah.
That was just the unlicensed.
They have to be licensed. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you bought a Madcast controller, it's still gonna work. Madcast is licensed. Right, I mean, that's how I understand it.
Yeah, I mean, if it's licensed. But I usually think of licensed stuff as Sony, but yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. If it's licensed, then it'll work.
And it's kind of stupid to say blame the hackers. It's more like blame fucking Sony.
Why? They didn't tell the people that hacked into it.
Yeah, but Microsoft, the 360 has been hacked fucking since day one, and you don't see Microsoft, like... Like, oh, by the way, guys, like, no USB drives. They actually added USB. Like, they've added things to the system even though there's, like, piracy. Rampant piracy, I might add.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Sony just wants to eliminate it altogether.
No, it's Sony's own fuck-up, dude. they
gotta figure this out.
Nobody wanted to hack the system because all the hackers had what they wanted. They had Linux. And then Sony took Linux away. And as I remember telling Troll this, Sony took it away. I'm like, somebody's gonna fucking hack the system now.
Yep. That's still sure not enough. Sony's fault. What an individual does is not a big company like Sony's fault.
But it's Sony's fault for overreacting to a rumor that the system could be hacked through Linux.
I don't know.
Sony took taking features away from their customers. Pretty much what they're doing.
Yeah, it's like they sell the system based on having this feature, Omega. Look, with our system, you could sit there and put another operating system on it. That's what they said when the PS3 came out. With our system, you could sit there, hook up your iPod, and listen to your music. I don't even know if you could do that now with the USB thing.
I don't blame the hackers at all. I blame Sony.
They took away the fucking, and you're completely unrelated, but they took away the backwards compatibility. The stuff was in the system. They took it away.
Like, they can do what they want with their system.
Yeah, I know, but that's... they can do what they want with their system, but they sold the systems based on...
Well, that's... I don't know. I can tell you guys aren't around kids a lot.
Yeah.
It's basically...
Alright.
Nobody gets it.
Let me give you a comparison, like. Omega. You buy a car, alright? Somebody figures out, you know, they could do something with the radio. You know, you bought a car, it came with satellite radio. Or whatever. You know, like free satellite radio to all the car's customers. Now, that's a feature of the car. One of the main reasons why you went out and bought the car.
I don't know if that example will work for me because I'm not going to buy a car for the radio.
Well,
I'll buy a car for the car.
I know. You buy a car for the car. But, all right, the car manufacturer, because somebody figured out how to do something with the radio, just sits there and says, fuck it, and disables the radios in all the cars. After you bought it, your radio will not work anymore. That's basically what Sony's doing. They're sitting there, the customers bought the PS3s, and if they keep their system updated, they lose features.
I guess I can see why people would be mad, but I don't see why they complain.
Microsoft has never taken away features in an update.
Even though
they have, like, rampant piracy, I mean, they have their own way of dealing with things. I guess the jailbreak thing is probably even easier to do than, like, a 360 hack, though.
Yeah, but they could copy the games to the hard drive. But they run into the same problem with that, and that, you know, I'm pretty sure Sony could pick it up, that it's being done.
Don't take the system online, ever.
Yeah. I mean, everybody that's doing this jailbreak stuff, I mean... They're not taking their system online because they couldn't if it was updated. Because your PSN has to have the latest update. I don't know.
Either way.
I just think Sony's going a little overboard again.
Yeah, I didn't buy one, so it doesn't affect me. That's why I don't care.
did, I wouldn't have bought all that extra shit anyway, you know?
Now, I know y'all aren't really into PC gaming, but we had an interesting case this week of probably the worst marketing stunt ever done by a website. What goodoldgames.com does is they get the license to old games that, you know, used to run on like DOS and Windows 95, 98, and they update it and fix it to where they'll run on, you know, more modern operating systems and hardware. And then, you know, they sell them, of course, and for a relatively cheap price, like $6-$10, somewhere in there. I got a small little catalog with them. I've bought some games. I bought, like, the Fallout 1-2 and Tactics and a couple of RPGs that, you know, I used to play back in the day and stuff. Well, like, randomly this week, the site went down, and they had a little message saying that they were closing or whatever. And of course, you know, people were unable to download their games. Blah, blah, blah. They were talking about this is the end of an era. Blah, blah, blah. Well, apparently, the site wasn't going down. They're just going out of beta. For the past 2 years, the site was in beta. So, yeah. Let's scare our customers and not let them access their games that they legally bought from you for 4 or 5 days so you can just sit there and market the fact that you're going out of beta.
Sounds great.
I know. I mean, Microsoft's Kudo, who's pretty much the spokesperson for this bullshit Kinect crap, has claimed that hardly anyone plays first-person shooter games on PC anymore, claiming Halo essentially killed the entire PC market for first-person shooters. And apparently this also proves Kinect will be a success because of it. How that works out, I don't know.
Yeah, how does that, they don't even relate to each other.
Yeah, I know. So, that's our stupid comment of the week made by somebody in the industry.
They have listeners. And the listeners have questions. They will get funky with both. Welcome to the Listener's Questions segment.
Stallion, any user questions?
The Black Dragon X has a question. You guys have made several friends over Xbox Live and through your love of achievements. Have you made any enemies? And if so, why?
Wow.
Loaded question right there.
I'm telling you, I mean, hell, we could make a whole podcast about this and still not scratch the surface about enemies.
I mean, honestly,
you guys just want to start naming like enemies off right away.
No,
just...
I'm the only guy that I really had any beef with on Xbox Live is Strip Club DJ.
That you had, but he gave you that wonderful name,
yeah,
so I love him.
Yeah, so
I remember Stallion telling me about that. I couldn't stop laughing. You guys sounded like you were mad about it. Strip Club DJ gave Randall Turd his name. That was like the best thing he did, you know.
Chicken strip.
I mean, did you call him chicken strip or did
no,
I?
That was Jedi.
That's Jedi.
Chicken strip. I don't know, man.
I think I came up with chicken strip. I had that as a league in NBA 2K or something.
As far as enemies, I wouldn't say, like, I don't have any animosity towards anybody else.
There's no back and forth. Like, there's enemies, but there's no back, like, I don't, like, communicate with them back and forth.
Yeah, it's pretty much a one-sided animosity, hatred, but it ain't from us. Or it ain't from me, it ain't from Stallion, so. Maybe Fro's more of enemies with them, I don't know.
Yeah, probably because I speak my mind and I called him out on a lot of his bullshit. But yeah, Zach Wilde hates Stallion 83. There, we said it. It's out in the open. Zach Wilde hates Stallion 83.
the secret is revealed to the world. I think everybody probably knew that.
There's really not much to say about it. Dude's like fucking crazy with hate. We don't really feel the same way. We don't really even give a damn. We find it funny that he's so crazy with hate.
I think that's it. It's weird.
Probably the only enemy I have now on Xbox Live would be 222-99. And I really don't hold animosity towards him. I just think he's a fucking idiot.
Alright.
Rand, usually got a lot to say about this, Rand.
I don't consider Zach Wilde an enemy. He doesn't like us, but, I mean, I don't know.
I don't either. I'm just...
That whole thing is completely one... just to set the record straight, though, once and for all, just tell everybody why he doesn't like you, and just how absurd he, like, it is.
Well...
I don't even know why?
I don't even know why.
You know.
What do you mean I know why?
What we've heard through the grapevine.
But
it's made up stuff, Rand.
I'm talking the real reason. The reason he pissed at you. Bullshit reason. Not the bullshit reason he gives all of his friends.
Yeah, but is that...
people that actually can stomach playing with the guy.
Okay, well, if this is a reason... he wanted to boost some Japanese, Importuner Challenge Japanese. Gears of War just came out. Well, I ain't gonna be boosting no dumb shit when I'm getting good games out that I can play multiplayer and stuff. And he, asked me, and I said, yeah, you know, I'll do it in a couple of weeks, you know, once my Gears fever dies down a little bit. And then the next day he just took me off his friends list.
There you go, folks. That's the reason why Zach Wilde does not like Stallion.
That's fine with me. If he doesn't like me, that's cool. Whatever.
When he wanted to do it.
Yeah, he did.
But whatever else you heard is fucking bullshit.
Basically, he didn't get what he wanted when he wanted it. And that's it.
Right.
What else? We got Chucky, right?
Yeah, but that's all one-sided, dude. That's like all the Game Savers and all the cheaters back in the day. No.
Yeah. I mean, it's all one-sided. There's been a lot of people. The one that usually hawks everybody now is some dude named Conker. Can't even believe I'm giving him some spotlight here or whatever, but... yeah.
Yeah, Conker...
Conker
1182, I believe, is his gamer tag, is it not?
Yeah.
One of the few guys I've actually had a black communications with.
Yeah, I had a boss.
He is the definition of a fucking nub. I hope you're listening to this, you fucking piece of shit.
Probably is.
Go make some more threads on Xbox.com.
We're probably not thinking of somebody.
Well,
like Rand said, it's all one-sided stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think any of us go out of our way to hate people.
No, I don't hate any of those guys. I don't know what the deal is. I mean, even Zach, I don't really care, you know. It's just, you know, when I start getting cock-blocked for achievements because of something that's just stupid, yeah. Like in Chrome Hounds, like, I don't know. That's just retarded. I'm not down with that shit.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me either. I mean, it's just kind of funny to talk about.
Yeah, you know your internet rivalry's gone stupid when you sit there and try to block somebody from getting achievements in a game. Congratulations,
yeah.
Zach Wilde. But any other user questions, Stag?
Hey, what about this one? Here's another question, but I don't know if you guys want to tackle it. How do you guys approach and stomach the easy gamer score but horrible games in general? Examples, Dark of the Days, Planet 51. Takes me forever to actually take a crappy game to get into my console.
I know what you mean by Planet 51, brother. That game took me forever to put that one in my console.
Huh. Hell, I owned Darkest of Days for like a year and a half before I put it in my console.
Wait, do you want me to just gotta fucking grin and bear it, dude, and just go.
I just do it.
The best way to approach it is don't think about the fact that you're putting a crappy game in your console. Think about the fact that, oh, right, I'm getting me 1,000 achievement points.
Yeah, I usually have a rule, though. I mean, if you're playing a shitty game, it's got to be short. If it's a long, shitty game, I ain't playing it. I don't care. Like, a 20-hour shitty game for 1,000 points? Nah, I ain't playing it.
It's like
King of Fighters 12.
Yeah, well, good thing that was mostly turboed.
Yeah.
It's like taking a bad pill or something with washing it down with something good. That's how it is for me, anyways. You gotta.
That's how I used to.
You gotta have the good and the bad.
Don't you normally just like listen to podcasts while you play shitty games?
That's kind of what I used to do, but there's nothing I listen to at all anymore.
Like I hated Final 51. I wanted to die.
Yeah.
I'd probably get sick when I would do those, like, bumper car races and stuff.
Yeah, I'd probably listen to, like, some Lakers podcasts or whatever when I did that.
I edit podcasts when I play shitty games now.
But playing all these shitty games does catch up to you, because eventually at some point you don't want to play shit, which is what I'm going through right now.
Well, I mean, you got to play some good stuff in between. You can't just keep... I don't know how anybody could just keep doing it, just playing crappy games all the time.
Well, the only way they do that if it's, you know, they're not always playing. I mean, like more than one person playing it.
That or they got some serious mental issues.
I'm the only one here that actually pays attention to the shitty games when I'm playing it.
Depends. Yeah. It's like really shitty? No, I zone out and I'm not even in my body.
That's why when you ask me about something, I don't know, because I just zone out and do other stuff. Sometimes I don't even have the volume up, turn off the vibration of the controller, just like disappear for a minute, you know. I don't know. I haven't played a game I hated that much.
Really?
Well, I mean, what if it's just time consuming? It's just, you gotta have to do something. You can't just really just sit there and...
I mean, time consuming shit that I've done wasn't for shitty games. No. Can't even think of something. What I just did in NHL 07. I guess it's not a shitty game. I don't really like hockey, but in the 10 years, I actually paid attention because I had to. There's a little pop up things that came up. I wanted to take longer, but I did take breaks from it and go do things. That's why it took me like 10 hours. I guess. I don't know. I don't know. I can't do this.
That question came from Ferrara316.
Well, this is the end of the podcast. We're sorry we didn't get to do the Halo Special Edition podcast. You can blame that on me because I hadn't finished campaign, and I was trying to finish campaign before we did it. Then we never rescheduled, really. And ended up, by the time we came up with another thought, it was time to do this one. But yeah, this is Majin Pro, signed out.
Terrible.
Stallion 83.
Stop ducking me, Rand. NBA 2K, bitch.
Omega D's.
Stop ducking Stallion Rand.
And Red Dow Thor, 19.
Eat those words, dude.
All right.
I wish I was ducking you.